T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hoo-ah, indeed. It sounds like Tara was just in here, and we were exchanging stories of various illnesses and sicknesses that are floating around. She was telling me about the kids getting intestinal flu bug is going around, you know, where it's, you know, you're doing Buick commercials all the time, you know, Buick, you know, and spending many of your waking hours in the bathroom. Holy cow. And then, of course, Brenda had her health challenge, but she's doing fine. But then now I turn around and get sick. And I don't think I have the flu. I think I just got the good old-fashioned common cold, which can be even nastier, as you know. Just my luck. I get a long weekend. I spend the entire time flat on my back in bed. But, hey, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, that's life. Have to contend with it. Thanks to Jimbo, the legendary Jimbo Hannon, Radio Hall of Fame member, for filling in for me yesterday on President's Day and on Friday as well, even though I didn't really get to enjoy myself very much. But at least I had the time off to be able to recuperate. I'm, about 50-50, about halfway home on getting over this, because I've had it. I really got sick with it Saturday. And been battling back ever since. I did something that I think was actually halfway smart, though. I went to the CVS store where we get all our meds, all our scripts and everything. And rather than just going in and, you know, buying a bunch of cold meds based off how many advertising dollars the pharmaceutical company spent, and Moneypenny will appreciate this because in her other life, that's what she does, working in the pharmacy over at Ingles. And so I went and I went. They have an area, you know, where a consultation. So I went up to that window, and the pharmacist came up. He's a very nice guy. And I don't think I'd seen him before. Didn't really know him. And he said, what can I help you with? And I said, here's the scenario. And I hope this doesn't happen to you, but you have body aches, your sinuses are running, your throat is sore, and you're coughing and hacking, and you're really congested. You have this. What do you go out where the OTC stuff is, the over-the-counter stuff? What do you buy to take home to take? You know, kind of in the same vein as asking a doctor which doctor they go to, because they know, you know, they know all the doctors. They know, you know, who are the Mickey Mantles and who are the guys that are bush leaguers. Because you know the old saying, you know what they, the old joke, you know what they call the guy who graduated last in his class at med school? Yeah, they call him doctor, okay? So he was very nice. He came out and he got me some Sudafed and some Mucinex, and some Flomax, and then said, you know, I just take some Tylenol for the body aches. And sure enough, I mean, 24 hours later, I was starting to feel marginally better. And so I'm getting there. But I figured, you know, these guys know substantially more about what works and what doesn't, not merely based on which pharmaceutical company spent the most billions of dollars advertising their product.
And the Sudafed and the Mucinex that have the D in it,
yeah,
that you can't get over the counter now,
yeah,
is available in the pharmacies. Yeah. All you have to do is ask.
Right. And it's good stuff.
It is.
It helps. My core, as golfers say, we talk about the core, you know, like the stomach and the chest area. My core is sore from coughing and hacking. But I am on the road to recovery. hopefully, so is Ryan Newman, the NASCAR driver. Did you see the end of the race? Even if you didn't see the end of the race, and it was exciting, even if you didn't see the end of the race, you probably have seen the video of the fiery crash that left Ryan Newman with no car except the crushed remnants of the vehicle that he had been driving seconds before. Here's what it sounded like in the broadcast last night.
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth. Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof. A fist pump from Denny Hamlin, who has won the Daytona 500 for the second year in a row.
Now, you heard some booing there at the end. That's because Denny Hamlin and his crew were celebrating in Victory Lane. They knew, of course, they had been a wreck, but it was back up in the tribal, and they didn't know how serious it was. Denny said that he didn't know the wreck was as bad as it was until he got to Victory Lane, and he and Joe Gibbs, who was I knew Coach Gibbs years ago in Washington, and he's the real deal. He is a stand-up guy and a fine Christian man. And he also, Joe Gibbs also issued an apology saying, you know, hey, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to be celebrating while everybody was speculating about whether Ryan Newman was still alive or not. Because we all remember what happened. NASCAR fans remember what happened at the Daytona 500 2001. Before they had the neck restraints, which Dale Earnhardt was not wearing, and he lost his life in the final lap. So we understand now that Ryan Newman's condition is serious, but not life-threatening. And everybody has been speculating about just how serious his injuries may be, as you might understand. But, you know, there's a fine line between privacy considerations, HIPAA laws of what you can say about somebody's condition. And while everybody is anxious for him, I'm sure they'll let us know when the time is right, the extent of the injuries he suffered. But holy cow, he had as the late, great Howard Cosell used to say, a veritable plethora of angels in that cockpit with him in his car last night. To have sustained the damage that car did, and boy, it was frightening watching it live because the gas tank was ruptured and there were flames everywhere and the gasoline was pouring down right next to the flames. But the crash crew got out there really, really quickly and did a good job. They did put up the black barriers around what had once been Ryan Newman's race car to give some privacy there. And by the way, kudos to Fox for not showing the efforts that went on to extricate Ryan Newman from the vehicle. So he ended up on his roof, or what had once been the roof of the car, and they had to turn it back over onto what had once been the rubber side to be able to extricate him from the car, and Fox decided not to show any of that, which I thought was an exercise in good taste that we rarely see anymore. So best wishes to Ryan Newman, his family, and I know that the other drivers that were involved in that as well also are going to be seeing that when they close their eyes at night for a while. That's the way those things work. So hopefully Ryan Newman will be fine And if he so desires, will return to racing. Wouldn't surprise me if he didn't decide to retire after this, because he took a bad flip like this at Talladega a number of years ago, and another one also at Daytona during his career. So he is 42 and maybe thinking seriously about going to the booth or doing something else. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with more on the foggy Tuesday edition. Feels like a Monday to me, and you understand why, and it may be for you as well with President's Day yesterday. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Another foggy day in the upstate. Yeah, you get that combination of warm earth and cool air moving over the top, and this is what you get. It usually, though, burns off a little bit by this time of day, but then with the rain moving in, that takes care of that. In on the text line. By the way, Ingalls Advantage call line number, 800-347-1063 to join me and be a part of the conversation today. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, and my email remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bob, it's a testament to the safety measures modern racing has undertaken and implemented. We're aware accidents are going to happen, but glad to see the safety measures work as intended. 20 years ago, that crash would have had an alternate outcome. I certainly agree with that. And I have to admit, I am not as big a NASCAR fan as I once was before the flag flap of a number of years ago. But holy cow, does Donald Trump know how to make an entrance or what? Here comes Air Force One, preceding the beginning of the race on Sunday, which ended up getting rained out, and that's why they had to run it yesterday. And they do a low and slow flyby of Daytona International Speedway. And if you've never seen Air Force One flying low and slow, they don't do it that often. But holy cow, is that impressive. And then they had brought along the Beast and its backup, the presidential limo, and they did a pace lap with the president and first lady in the car in the back of the limo. They're doing like 120-mile-an-hour, 140-mile-an-hour pace lap around Daytona. It was classic, and the crowd loved it. Bobby, they had the neck restraints when Dale Earnhardt died. He chose not to wear it. Yes, that is correct. He thought it restricted him somehow or other. Bobby, NASCAR also kicked all media off of pit road after the wreck when they were trying to get Ryan Newman out of the car. Hey, Bob, or what was left of it? Hey, Bob, tell people to put your dang headlights on in the rain. If I was a police officer, I'd be out pulling over everybody that doesn't have their lights on. It's ridiculous. Or as Grandma Hughes used to say, it's ridiculous. Bobby, who nudged Ryan Newman? That was Ryan Blaney. And look, you know, they're all fighting for the checker. And so, you know, they just did not meet up front bumper to rear bumper in a smooth mating, and there you go. 200 miles an hour, and you're going sideways and upside down before you know it. Bobby, highly recommend Stone Plaza Pharmacy, locally owned, great personal service and prices. My son's doctor said the owner is one of the best pharmacists in Greenville. Well, you don't find too many mom and pops like that anymore, you know, with CVS and Walgreens, you know, 10 feet apart every place you go. Bobby, since he's doing okay, I can say this, Bob. How many people can say they've ever finished the Daytona 500 upside down and on fire? That may be one of the top 10 endings to any sport in history. Yeah, it's instant legend. The end of that race is instant legend. Because, of course, Denny Hamlin finished like what? 1/100th of a second in first? Talk about a photo finish. And again, given the fact that his injuries are not life-threatening, that was both amazing and a miracle. Better believe it. Bobby, Flomax for a cold? Yeah, dry up the sinuses. Help to dry up the sinuses. Bobby was the same way when Dale Earnhardt was killed at Daytona. None of the drivers knew. Dale Earnhardt's wreck didn't look anywhere near as serious as what happened to Ryan Newman. But it was wrong combination of angles and physics. Bobby, you should be taking elderberry syrup. I do like those old-time cures. I mean, there's something to it, right? Oh, okay, here we go. 26 after 3, and the very recognizable theme music in the background signifying another appearance by the official, unofficial op-ed page editor of the Bobby Mack Show. That would be the one, the only, the Anthony from Simpsonville. Hello, Anthony, and welcome to the show. How is your foggy Tuesday going?
Good afternoon, Mr. McLean. It's going well.
Good.
I wanted to take a moment and rail against that left-wing liberal rag known as Forbes magazine. How dare they post Obama is responsible for the last decade of economic growth. How dare those liberals over at Ford ever just what is going on in the world?
Yeah. Well, you know, he said himself, though, Anthony, you didn't build that. You know, you didn't build that. That's not your work. You didn't build that. But that didn't apply to him.
I'm going to take a moment, just a second.
Yeah.
To just give a few some numbers, because, you know, when the Obama administration was giving out the unemployment numbers, you know, you guys totally railed against it. It's not true numbers. Of course, unemployment can't be at 4.6% when the actual unemployment is like 10 point something another, whatever your argument was at the time. You know, the moment that Trump administration started putting out unemployment numbers, suddenly those numbers can be trusted because it's coming from that guy. You know, unemployment went from 10.9% to 4.6% under Obama. Unemployment went from 4.6% to 3.6% under 45, 1 point difference. Black unemployment dropped 6% under Obama. Black unemployment dropped 1% under Obama. The jobs that were created in the last 3 years of Obama created more jobs, about a million more jobs under the last 3 years of Obama than the last 3 years of Trump. I can go on and on the trend line, 80 months of continuous job growth under Obama. That's the longest in American history. You know, the point I'm
trying
to make
is it was also the slowest in American history, Anthony. You're overlooking that.
I'm not overlooking
it. Was
anything.
The weakest. It was the weakest recovery since the Great Depression.
I don't know where your numbers are coming from. Just Bureau of Labor.
Well, they're out there, Anthony. I mean, you know, look at what the economists say. I'm not just pulling numbers out of there. Look, Obama can blow smoke up our collective backsides with his unbelievable tweet where he appears to want to take credit for Trump's economy based on his laughable stimulus bill from 11 years ago called the Recovery Act, but it recovered nothing but big perks for Obama's political friends. He may not remember, but the internet does, and it's not being kind about it. Check it out and see what people are saying about this fiction from Obama. Yeah. 11 years ago. 11 years ago, I signed the Recovery Act into law, and that's why the economy is doing so well today, all thanks to me. So I did build that. You didn't build that. No, you got your businesses doing well. You didn't build that. But this economic recovery that Donald John Trump wants to take credit for, well, I built that. Right. Okay, just keep blowing smoke, Obama. Try and rewrite history. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. To this suggestion, I would say no thank you. The musical suggestion, Let It Rain, has done anything else but, holy cow. I mean, you know, when you go by Home Depot and they're selling wood by the cubit, and they got a special on gopher wood. Yeah, the sky is leaking. So always great to hear from Anthony, the official unofficial spokesperson and apologist for Obama and all things leftist. We have a tendency to forget, you know, just how bad things got under Obama economically. But I can remember, even post so-called Recovery Act, riding home at night and going past storefronts where previously there had been small businesses, and now there were darkened shutters there. Stephen Cruiser responded to Obama. Obama sent this tweet out. That's what started all this. Obama tweeted, 11 years ago today, near the bottom of the worst recession in generations, I signed the Recovery Act, paving the way for more than a decade of economic growth and the longest streak of job creation in American history. Just about dislocated his shoulder, patting himself on the back, right? Stephen Cruiser tweeted back, cool story, bro. It's Trump's economy now, no matter how much you try to leg hump it. Twitter user Michael Beatty, ready with tons of news clips from the Obama stimulus disaster, so we could all take a trip down memory lane. The stimulus package brought to us by Obama, an unmitigated disaster Not even the water-carrying mainstream press could deny it. Brian Williams, who loved making stuff up, unable to make up any nice way to describe the Solyndra scandal. You remember them? They were one of the green companies that Obama sunk $500,000 or so into. $530,000, to be precise. They made solar panels, right? They had a $530,000 government loan, which they never paid back because they went bankrupt. And Chuck Schumer was out there explaining how we have to spend trillions of dollars in order to save us from financial ruin. One of his quotes, Penn State, they're getting over $1 million to send researchers down to Argentina to look into plant fossil fuels. That's their idea. So where's the money, Chucky? It got so bad with stimulus fraud and all the rest even, believe it or not, Saturday Night Live actually did a joke with supposedly this was Joe Biden, the guy was playing. Here it is. Well, pop me up here, Money Penny.
Did it. I said it once, I'll say it again. The stimulus is working. Now, I know that might be tough to swallow if you're unemployed, but look at me. The stimulus is working. Right now, there are thousands of new jobs being created every day across America.
Really?
Foreclosure lawyers and repo men, temps and bankruptcy specialists.
Right.
So don't tell me no one's hiring. The quality of the workforce is improving, too. If you drive behind a Home Depot right now to find a bunch of guys back there ready to help you put in a new deck, you're going to find fellows with master's degrees, former professors, and accountants. I mean, it's amazing, and it makes me proud to be an American.
Yeah, there's Saturday Night Live, because it was a joke at that point. Remember Obama put who else? The creepy hair sniffer, creepy Uncle Joe, slow Joe, put Biden in charge of the $787 trillion stimulus bill. And he was never held accountable for that disaster. I'm gonna put a link. I'll send you this link, Money Penny. You can see these vids yourself. But it's just, you know, one disaster after another. In on the text line, Bobby, is Obama deliberately lying, or do you think he's deranged enough to believe his own BS? He probably does. He is the narcissist's narcissist. Bobby, Obama didn't build that. He's delusional, just like the rest of the left, including Anthony. Trump has trumped them all. Hashtag Trump2020. Sent with gentle effect. Thank you. To the phones we go. John is first up today, leadoff batter. Sorry it took a while to get to you, John. He is in Spartanburg. Welcome to the program.
Yes. You did say Solyndra was $550,000.
No, $550 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did I say thousand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, big difference. Let me give you by way of explanation, John. You remember those tests they used to give you in school? You know, those aptitude tests, various things that you were suited for?
Yeah.
Math was one area, and linguistic skills was another. Okay?
Well, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you said $550,000.
Yeah. Well, I probably did. I probably did, John, and the rationale behind that is linguistic skills, I was 98th percentile. Math, I was 48th percentile.
Yeah.
So,
they blow that on a soiree on the weekend in Washington.
Oh, yeah. That's Nancy Pelosi's liquor bill flying back and forth to California.
Actually, it just about is.
Yeah.
I know that.
Sadly, it is. I'm not exaggerating. It is about that much. Yeah. Thank you for the correction, John.
They say it'll make your teeth fall out.
What's that?
Too much liquor.
Really?
As you know, her fall out every time she talks.
You know, she actually had the audacity. These people are so arrogant to suggest that President Trump was on drugs when he was doing the State of the Union address. And I said at the time, you know, how would she know? She's so liquored up on vodka, she needs help getting up onto the rostrum.
I'd say her days are numbered. She just looks too bad shape.
Boy, I'll tell you what, John, from your mouth to God's ear, okay?
Yeah.
I hear you. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Now, sorry. I misspoke when I said 535,000, $535 million. Anything else we have? Yeah, I'm gonna send this link over. So if you want to watch these videos from the time when Pelosi and Schumer and Obama and the rest of them trying to explain away why these. How about cash for clunkers? There's another great government program. God, and creepy commie Bernie wants to put the government in charge of everything? That's all we need. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back. Uh-huh. Welcome back. 3:51 now, 4:09 on a really gloomy-looking Tuesday. In on my text line, Bobby, speaking of Tony Dale and Philip Allen, their show this weekend continued the great information on the coronavirus that you started last Thursday. So kudos to them. Yes, indeed. Bobby, I remember... We have three small businesses, and only by the grace of God did we not lose everything during the depressing Obama years. We didn't have money to buy gas, let our health insurance lapse so we could pay our employees' insurance. November 2016, we started to see things improve, and by January 2017, we started earning again. Today, thanks to the Trump administration, we are thriving. We have hired more people, and we praise God every day. I remember. In fact, I will never forget. Thank you, America, and thank you, President Trump. Bobby, you know, it amazes me. No matter what happens, it's always due to the prior president. Good or bad, fact or opinion, they blame Bush for a bad economy via the war when we all know it was Clinton's bank bill handing out loans, subprime mortgages. Oh, Bobby, you also said $787 trillion stimulus, not billion. My bad. Billion, $787 billion stimulus bill, all of which they might have taken out into the parking lot and burned for all the good it did. Bobby, MP from Greenville, didn't Obama tell us regarding the slowing economy and low GDP that, well, this is the new normal? Yeah, he did. Remember that? These manufacturing jobs, you know, they're gone. They're gone forever, and they're not coming back. Well, has Trump got a magic wand he's going to wave? Make him go? Yeah, he does. Deregulation, tax cuts. Anthony said he could go on like that for hours. I could go on like that for hours as well. Bobby, the next time Anthony calls in, can you ask him if he has a driver's license and in which area he mostly drives? It's a scary thought. Gotcha. Bobby, Anthony needs to understand what Obama created. More debt than all previous presidents combined, a bloated bureaucracy, which, by the way, we're still dealing with, like at the DOJ. They don't have bureaucrats. At the DOJ, they got a bunch of activist, progressive attorneys who are doing everything they possibly can to attack this administration. Obama also responsible for more people ever in history on welfare, unaffordable health care known as Obamacare. It's true. Bobby, love your show. I'm sick of swerving all over the roads trying to miss the never-ending potholes. Can we start a class action lawsuit against whoever or whatever State Department is in charge of fixing our roads? Maybe a lawsuit would get some action on fixing them. Thanks. Lewis in Spartanburg. P.S. Sorry, but I have to turn down the radio when Anthony comes on. Funny you should mention that, because that's the purpose, of course, of the Anthony Alarm. The distinctive musicals, and this one that you hear when Anthony's coming. That is a little distant early warning. Well, actually, closer than distant, that Anthony is about to reappear with more leftist talking points from Slate or wherever. Bobby, could have been some funny numbers in Obama's unemployment figures because of job participation. Remember, after being unemployed for 180 days, you were dropped from the unemployment calculations? Had to file missing persons reports. They just no longer were there. Bobby, it's easy to show unemployment numbers like Obama was when you stack the deck by making 30-hour part-time work full-time. Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby, when Democrats are in office with a bad economy, their excuse is, well, I inherited it from the Republicans. Then when Republicans fix their mess, the Dems claim that their measures fixed it. Must be all that legalized pot they're smoking. You cannot compare 8 years to three. No, but you can compare Obama's first 3 years to Trump's, or take Obama's last 3 years and compare any comparison you want. We're doing better. Texter says you cannot compare the depths the economy went to after Bush and during Obama. Yeah, and why did the economy go there? Because of all those subprime mortgages that were approved by Barney Frank and the other Democrats in Congress. That's why. Bobby, Moscow rules, please. Anthony is driving me crazy. You're familiar with Moscow rules. That's where you have no direct contact. Right. Bob, remind Anthony of Tara's show when Obama himself claimed that Trump's current numbers would take a magic wand. Yeah, that was a reference. Well, has Trump got a magic wand? Is he going to wave? Is he going to create all these jobs? Jeez. Hour number one has zipped on past through the fog. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.